What transforms a failing fifth-grade student into one of the world's most celebrated neurosurgeons? Dr. Ben Carson's journey from the bottom of his class to pioneering revolutionary surgical procedures at Johns Hopkins Hospital reveals that greatness often begins with a simple shift in perspective. When Carson's mother limited television to just two pre-selected programs weekly and mandated reading two library books with written reports, she unknowingly set in motion a transformation that would save countless lives. Within 18 months, young Ben moved from the bottom to the top of his class. The pivotal moment came in fifth grade when he correctly identified obsidian in science class, earning his teacher's enthusiastic praise. Suddenly, he wasn't the class dummy anymore. He was discovering his potential through expanded vision. This philosophy, thinking beyond apparent limitations, became Carson's lifelong approach to seemingly impossible challenges. What if the barriers we perceive aren't really barriers at all? What if they're simply invitations to find another path forward? Carson's story reminds us that our circumstances don't determine our potential. Our vision does. Have you wondered why some people generate endless creative solutions while others remain stuck? Carson's transformation began with books, not casual reading, but deep engagement with diverse subjects. Before his mother's intervention, he'd never finished a book. Soon, the Carson brothers became library fixtures. This reading habit didn't just improve grades, it rewired thinking patterns. Books activate multiple cognitive processes simultaneously: word recognition, concept formation, critical analysis, and creative imagination. Unlike television's pre-packaged content requiring minimal effort, reading forces the mind to construct meaning actively. The impact is profound. 98% of babies are born creative, yet less than 5% remain so by adulthood. Our preference for passive entertainment has contributed to America's declining educational performance, while academic achievers share one trait: they're avid readers. Reading's beauty lies in its accessibility. Library cards offer unlimited knowledge regardless of economic circumstances. Carson's reading clubs nationwide demonstrate this, with participants committing to two books weekly while limiting television. Members report dramatic academic improvements and newfound confidence. We celebrate surgeons, but Carson recognizes success depends on countless unnoticed contributors. Georgia Simpson transformed patients' attitudes with genuine care. Pat Brothers, his administrative assistant, managed his office efficiently while explaining complex procedures to families with remarkable precision. Carol James, Carson's physician assistant, anticipated his thoughts and often completed his sentences. She explained procedures, answered mail, screened referrals, supervised residents, and gathered research materials, effectively doubling his productivity. These individuals represent the invisible infrastructure enabling great achievements. Their dedication and willingness to extend beyond job descriptions create the foundation for medical breakthroughs. This challenges our cultural obsession with individual achievement. How might society change if we recognize that every self-made success stands on many supporters' shoulders? How might we better appreciate those who make our own achievements possible? Sometimes excellence demands calculated risk-taking, especially when lives are at stake. Carson weighs the certain outcome of inaction against potential benefits of intervention. When infant Dusty Phillips arrived at Johns Hopkins with a malignant brain tumor after failed chemotherapy, Carson outlined the surgical risks: fatal bleeding, infection, paralysis, sensory changes, or coma. When Dusty's mother asked about doing nothing, Carson remembered his mentor's wisdom. Sure, it's a dangerous procedure, but look at the alternative if we do nothing. Carson performed a subtotal hemispherectomy, removing all affected brain tissue. 5 years later, Dusty was neurologically normal without recurrence. In another case, Carson used an experimental shunt, only tested on animals, on an unborn baby with expanding hydrocephalus threatening premature labor. The procedure succeeded, with the baby's head visibly shrinking on ultrasound. Though initially criticized, Carson's decision was vindicated when both babies thrived. These cases demonstrate that sometimes the greatest risk is taking no risk at all. When facing difficult choices, consider both the downsides of action and the consequences of inaction. Carson believes everyone has unique talents that can lead to extraordinary achievement when identified and developed. He criticizes society's focus on sports and entertainment, noting the slim odds of success. Only 7 in a million become NBA starters, with careers averaging just 2 to 3 years. Instead, he encourages discovering your intellectual talents, natural abilities that, when cultivated, lead to meaningful contributions. Carson found his talent in hand-eye coordination and three-dimensional thinking, perfect for neurosurgery. His friend Chip Moses broke family tradition of Harvard-trained lawyers to become a physician, following his natural abilities rather than external expectations. To discover your talents, reflect quietly. What do you do well? Which subjects did you excel in? What do others compliment you on? What work feels like fun? Compare others' perceptions with your self-assessment. Carson emphasizes that background doesn't determine innate ability. His formula, if we recognize our talents, use them appropriately, and choose a field that uses those talents, we will rise to the top of our field. Why do some brilliant people fail, while others with fewer advantages succeed? Carson emphasizes that honesty forms the foundation of lasting achievement. When we act dishonestly, we cheat ourselves, as dishonesty eventually surfaces. Honest thinkers can think big, while dishonest ones remain small-minded. From Nixon to Hussein, history demonstrates the inevitable consequences of deception. Equally important is insight, understanding what drives success. Carson's mother gained wisdom by observing the wealthy family she worked for, noting their prioritization of reading over television and quality clothing over trends. Despite limited education, she managed finances expertly. When teenage Carson obsessed over expensive clothes, his mother showed him the family budget. After allocating for necessities and finding nothing left for luxuries, he gained appreciation for her financial wisdom. Carson explains that insight develops through Poincaré's process: saturation, research; incubation, reflection; illumination, solution; and verification. This approach led to his breakthrough in separating Siamese twins by combining techniques to reduce bleeding risks. Successful people leverage their abilities, question everything, and develop smarter work methods, building knowledge through observation. Carson's Think Big philosophy encapsulates the principles that guided his journey from poverty to pioneering neurosurgeon. Talent. Recognize your unique abilities that, when developed, can lead to extraordinary achievement. Honesty. Live with integrity. Dishonesty keeps our thinking small. Insight. Understand what makes people successful through observation and commitment to excellence. Nice. Treat everyone with kindness regardless of status. Being nice always comes back to repay us. Knowledge. Pursue continuous learning across diverse fields to overcome obstacles and make better decisions. Books. Prioritize reading to expand your mind and activate imagination. In-depth learning. Master subjects thoroughly rather than superficially. Deep knowledge distinguishes professionals from surface skimmers. God. Acknowledge your need for higher guidance. Carson begins and ends each day with prayer. True success isn't about wealth, but making meaningful contributions by helping others. Success isn't comparing ourselves to others, but asking, have I given my best? The question is whether you'll fully become yourself, using your unique talents to think bigger than ever before.